Rabbi Mordechai Kanelsky is with us live via telephone. Those of you who want information about sponsoring Chanukah activities at Bris Avram, you can go to brisavram.org. All O's, by the way, in Avraham. Not the way I would spell it, but it's the way they spell it, brisavraham.org. You could also dial up the number at 908-289-0770. There's plenty of Chanukah activities to sponsor, and there are plenty of Chanukiyot to sponsor, because Rabbi Kanelsky makes sure that almost, I don't want to say every, because I can't give him credit for finding every spot. Every year, I'm sure there are brand new ones, that as many locations as possible, especially the high traffic locations, have Chanukah menorahs lit brightly starting tomorrow night. In fact, he has such dedicated volunteers at the Port Authority and other places, they're probably going to be lit tomorrow during the day. They are Zrizim Makdimin. The people of all faiths that he deals with, they're Zrizim Makdimin. They like getting those lights on as early as possible. Rabbi Mordechai Kanelsky, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Thank you. Thank you, Rav Nochem. Thank you. Thank you. You're right with the Zrizim Makdimin. The menorah, the GW bridge, is already put in there already a week ago. They prepared it before, and the same thing with the Gatos Bridge, the Atta Bridge crossing, and the Bayonne Bridge. The menorahs are there already. Today we're going to have the first menorah lighting at 11 Torah already by your good friend, Phil Rizzuto Park.
The park named for the great scooter, Phil Rizzuto. So I don't remember where we were. I was somewhere with Stacy in the last few days. We actually saw the Chanukiah at the George Washington Bridge, which is pretty amazing. But Rabbi Kanelsky, I need to make a point that I said earlier to my listeners, and I need your comment about this point. The enemy, the ones who are filled with hate, the ones who glorify death and murder, they use bridges and tunnels to block traffic, to ruin people's days, and to chant violently against those that they hate. We, and I'm including myself, after all, I'm a supporter of Bris Avram, we utilize bridges and tunnels not to block and not to demonstrate with verbal vitriol or, God forbid, even violent attacks. We use bridges and tunnels to spread the light of joy, the light of the miracle of Chanukah, the light that the one above bathes the world in every single day. Your reaction, Rabbi Kanelsky.
I want to add to that the elected officials today, who are not majority non-Jewish, are so proud to put the menorahs and are so happy. And in the proclamations that they issued already, and they sent me a copy of the proclamations they're going to present it at Hanukkah by all the events, they're writing there that they are standing with Israel, and the light of Hanukkah will prevail the evil of the destruction and the evil that happened on October 7th.
Isn't it amazing how other people utilize bridges, tunnels, and high traffic areas for terrible messages and for hateful rhetoric, and that we, Baruch Hashem, because of your efforts, are able to utilize those same bridges and tunnels to spread the incredible light and, of course, the Pirsume Nisa, the publicity of the miracle, the publicizing of the miracle of Chanukah to hundreds of thousands of people.
I was yesterday, we put a menorah for the first time at Harrison Pet Station. This is a new station that was built.
I remember the Harrison Pet Station. They did rebuild it, right? Finally, after 30 years, they rebuilt it.
They rebuilt it. It's a state of the art. Then yesterday we put there a menorah, a 9-foot menorah. As you're coming into the train station, you cannot miss it. Wow. Next to the menorah is standing a policeman to guard it.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And the policeman says to me, today, more than ever, I'm proud to stand next to that menorah and demonstrate my love and connection to you and to your community.
There you go. Just like in Moscow in the 1980s, right? Didn't they have police officers when you were growing up in Moscow who were guarding the Chanukiot? Was it like that back
yeah,
then?
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes.
Also, did you, like we discussed yesterday on the air, did you have $11 sufganiyot in Moscow in the 1980s? Did you have these fancy sufganiyot with different creams and toppings and, you know, one person, one baker had to outdo the other? Did you have that in Moscow 40 years ago, Rabbi Kamenetz?
I had only one baker that made the best sufganiyot. My mother, may she be healthy. And till today, she's still making the best sufganiyot. And I pray every day for my parents who are living just 17 kilometers from Gaza. And they are praying every day for them. I'm praying for them.
What city are they in?
All be healthy.
What city are they in?
Kiryat Malachi.
Wow. My gosh. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Israel. And we pray for the 138 hostages. You know, Rabbi Kanelsky, I'm not asking you for any guarantees. But as we hit Erev Chanukah, this incredible week and month of miracles, it would be an amazing miracle if the Chanukah of this year began with all the hostages, our brothers and sisters, being released. I know you can't give any guarantees, but the one above has the power to do it. He has the power to do it.
He has the power. And when we will say tomorrow the Brocha, tomorrow night, and we will have the proper kavona by Yomim Hohaim, Bizman Hazeh. Then let's remember that, yes, the Hanukkah is by Yomim Hohaim, but Bizman Hazeh, as now. And if each one of us will have that kavona, and the same thing also when we have the, when we're davening three times a day Shmona Esre, and we're saying Matir Asurim, yep, we should have in mind that the Rebbeinu Shloim is has the koiches. He was asking just as he said, and it's being written out. Hakadosh Baruch Hu misave v'tzivot reshot tzadikim. The Rebbeinu Shloim has a desire that each one of us should pray. V'amech kulam tzadikim. That each one of us has the power to pray, but not just to pray. Let's do another mitzvah. Let's bring another light. As I said yesterday, I'm going to say today by the park, and I'm going to say every single lighting of the menorah, that we have to pray together and lift up the eye to God. Number one, to say thank you to God for everything what the Rebbeinu Shloim did to us till now, and ask the Rebbeinu Shloim, he should continue to do for us miracles. And the Rebbeinu Shloim will too. By Yom Mahim, Zman Hazeh.
Every time I've spoken publicly, not on the air, although I probably have said it on the air, but where I've spoken in different shuls since October 7th, since Shmini Atzeres, I say to people, how do we not say the bracha of Matir Asurim with better kavana, with greater intent? And the same thing tomorrow night. How do we not say Al Hanisim? How do we not say Bayam Mahem Bazman Hazeh? How do we not say these phrases and brachas and prayers without greater concentration when we await the miracle of our brothers and sisters being released? And frankly, around the world, there are a lot of Jewish communities and a lot of Jewish families that need miracles. So we should keep them all in mind. Rabbi Mordechai Kanelsky is with us. It's not too late for you to join him at one of these ceremonies. It could be at a Port Authority crossing, could be at Jersey Gardens, could be at a city hall, could be at a town square. You want to sponsor one of these events? No problem. 908-289-0770, 908-289-0770. He'll even guarantee you a photo op with some of the great elected officials. Or go to brisavrum.org, brisavrum.org. Do you have every Port Authority, every airport, every bridge, and every tunnel covered at this point?
Thank God. But I would like to invite the public to three major events.
Yeah.
Two major events. One is in Jersey Garden Mall this Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. with the mayor of Elizabeth. And all children will get Hanukkah gelt. We have a beautiful program there. And a second thing will be, God willing, this next Wednesday night at 6 p.m. at Fuller Zuda Park, we will have a car parade throughout the towns of Elizabeth, Hillside, and Union, escorted by all the police of all the three towns and the sheriff of Union County, and will light a menorah that is 12-foot high that will light up the entire community here. And please come join us in this great two events. At this moment, we are covering Baruch Hashem every single. We're going to have this Monday, we're going to lit 9 menorahs at the Newark Airport. 9 menorahs at Newark Airport.
Unbelievable.
This Friday, we're going to lit 5 menorahs at GW Bridge, God willing, this Friday.
I'm trying to think, how many approaches are there to the bridge? It's upper, lower, and Palisades, no?
Yes, but then there is the bus terminal.
Wow.
And there is the headquarters.
Unbelievable, I'll tell you.
There is no place that there is an opportunity for somebody to come in that should not see a menorah. Everybody has to see a menorah today. Now is the special time that every single who passes by should see solidarity with the Eden. This is Pirsume Nisa. The mitzvah of Hanukkah is the greatest mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa. All mitzvahs that, as I said, when I just got involved with Port Authority, and he asked me, the executive director then says to me, what's so important for you? And he says, Rabbi, you have only 1 minute to explain yourself. And I said to him, my father was in Russia, and I was in Russia. My father tried to do every mitzvah possible in Russia, wherever he could. But the mitzvah of putting the menorah outside of his house or by the window, he could not do it. Because if he would do it, he would sleep in Sibir that night. You, as the executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, could show that America prevailed over Russia. And you could put a menorah in every single thing. He says, Rabbi, you got it.
Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the right words in your mouth, huh?
Not sometimes. Only the Rebbeinu Asher puts the right words.
You can say that again. All right, everybody, as you see the Chanukiyot everywhere, know that the work of Rabbi Kanelsky and some of his friends and colleagues has been amazing. And now in 5784 Tufshin Pei Dalet, we have Pirsume Nisa like it's never seen before in this area of the United States. Keep that in mind. It's sometimes hard during these times, especially as the violent vitriol is being leveled at the Jewish people. It's sometimes hard to keep a stiff upper lip and to keep our heads high. Keep your head high and realize that the incredible miracle of Hanukkah is going to be publicized to hundreds, if not hundreds of thousands, I was going to say, if not millions and millions of people through the efforts of Rabbi Kanelsky during this Hanukkah season. Rabbi Kanelsky...
One more thing. When you pass by and you see the menorah and you see the management, tell them thank you.
Yeah, 100%. Especially,
tell them thank you.
Especially in the airports and where people are very accessible, make sure to say thank you. We can't thank the toll collectors anymore because there's no such thing as toll collecting. I thank you, Rabbi Kanelsky. Everybody out there, information, brisavrum.org, brisavrum.org, or 908-289-0770. Does Mama Kanelsky make latkes as well or just sufganiyot?
Mama Kanelsky makes latkes. I wish I would be able to be Hanukkah there, but believe me, I'm here to make sure that every single Jew, there is 28 million viewers, according to the numbers of the Port Authority and all the other places, that will see the menorahs of Bris Avraham.
Amazing. And it all starts, by the way, folks, tomorrow, in the middle of the day, literally in the middle of the day, Erev Hanukkah, it all starts. Pretty amazing. Rabbi Kanelsky, Greishishkaya, Chag Urim Sameach, Afreilich and Hanukkah.
Continue to light up the souls of every single Jew.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. Mary Mordechai Kanelsky, everybody.